Blog Talk Radio.
Like me.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hey, everybody. Saturday night. Yay. Gotta be here or be square. Hi, I'm Deborah Lee. I'm going to be your psychic love doctor for the next hour as we take a good long look at your life, answer your questions, figure out how you want to navigate into the future. And all the while remembering that we create our own reality. The older I get, the more I believe this to be true. So we'll work on that a little bit too. Now, for those of you that are new, I want to stress to you that I'm using ordinary playing cards, which I'm right now holding up for our Facebook and audience on the Psychic Love Doctor Show Facebook page. You're welcome to join us there if you'd like to see us in action. And I'm also wanting to let you know that I am using a full 24-card layout for each of the callers, which means that there's only going to be one layout of the 24 cards. If you were in private session with me, though, we would continue to lay the cards out per your questions. I hope that clears things up a little bit for you. And now I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Wonderful, Jimbo Baggins.
Hey, I want to remind everybody, this show is for informational and entertainment purposes only. That's our legal disclaimer that you got to have nowadays. Also, if you're international, let us know, either a caller or if you're a Facebook Live viewer, let us know. We'll give you a shout out, like we're going to give to Terry Sue from the UK.
Terry Sue.
Terry Sue. Yeah, and let's see.
What else you got?
I think that's who I got internationally. Talk about the show. Talk. 515-602-9676. That is the number to call in to get into the show or Skype in. That's the primary means, but there's other things we will talk about after this. Anyway, when you phone in, you'll hear you're going to be going on hold, but you can listen to the show. And when that happens and you hear the show, everything's cool. Everything's good. So all I got to do is patiently wait. And when you go live, we ask that you do the following things, please. And if you legally and safely can, and we'll tell you why at the end. When we go live with you, please turn off your speakerphone or Bluetooth, whichever one you're using. Shut down all those background noises. All the stuff you're doing while you're on hold, you do multitask, dishes, put the clothes away, whatever it is. What we want you to do in the perfect world is we want you to be in your casa, and then you can go find your quiet, comfortable place with great cell phone reception. That's the perfect scenario. The reason we say these things is because by the time your call gets to the cell phone tower world, goes through Blog Talk's website, comes out our computers to our computer speakers, doesn't sound so good anymore. So if you have a lot of stuff going on, it can be really tough to hear your question, name, and all that stuff. And so for a better experience for you, us, and our listeners, please do those things if you legally and safely can. Now, for you folks out there that cannot call in for whatever reason, typically you're international, but there's a lot of domestic folks that just can't get that phone going.
Right.
A lot of times, you know, those things run out of gas, and they have their laptop or notebooks, and they can go ahead and they can go ahead and do that. We will open the floor occasionally to Facebook Messenger calls. Now, a couple things there that you got to listen to here. You have to be friends with Deborah Lee, because when we actually ask you to go Facebook Messenger auto video your call, which one you choose, you're going to have to do it to Deborah Lee on Facebook, not to the Psychic Club Doctor Show. All right. Let's see here. And that's, you know, like I said, only when we actually formally announce that you can do that. Because it doesn't have a hold system. There's no way that we can put you on hold. So if you call, we hang up if we're not ready.
Yeah.
And we don't want to hang up on you. You don't want to get hung up on. So that's the deal. Terry says it's cold. I heard that it's been cold there for a while now in the UK the last bunch of days. Here, pretty average.
It's been pretty okay.
It's pretty much average. You know, it was the high 30s, I think, last night, and then it got to, like, maybe very low 50s today.
And folks back home got at least 30 inches of snow.
Yeah, probably more now.
I like the pretty snow.
Was just the one city.
Yeah, you get like 3 inches, looks beautiful, and then in 3 days it's gone.
That one side of that garage where the rec room is,
uh-huh.
You can literally walk right up to the roof.
Oh.
Just walk right on the roof, la, 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 la.
Yeah.
All right, international shout out to Mike from the UK.
Hello there, Mike.
Mike.
Let's get this party started.
One more thing. That sound, which is angels playing harps, right?
Yes.
That is the sound of us transitioning from Deborah's reading, which is over when you hear the harps. I wish I could put a sign up that flashes over, over, over when we play the harps. So don't fire off more questions. Don't do it. Because we have other people. So we got to have a point where we move on. Sorry, but we want to get as many people in as we can. That's the name of the game here. Anyway, when you hear the harps, reading with Deborah over, and I am going to give you a single card of the Archangel Michael Sword of Light Oracle card on the way out the door to the next person. So that's the name of that tune. Now, I believe, let me see here. Let me catch my list. I want to add one more person before we go. All right, we're going to go to area code 630, which internet tells me is Illinois. 630, welcome to the show.
Hello there. Welcome. What is your
I got in early tonight, huh?
Yep. Yes, you did. Who is this again?
Caller number one.
Yeah. What is your name, please?
It's Dion.
I can't recognize you right away for some reason.
We have brain freeze.
Okay, sometimes you sound very young, like a child calling. So I want to make sure.
Make sure it's not a child?
Right.
We need to see you see some ID, ma'am. No, I'm just kidding.
So how are you?
My age. Wait, did you do the tater tot casserole?
I'm doing
that. That's tomorrow.
Yes, in the morning. Yes. Why do you ask?
I was just wondering how it turned out.
Oh, I'll tell you, the ones of you that missed the show where we talked about it. I have a son, very proud of him. He was gone for months out to San Diego working as a Navy contractor, welding on ships. And they worked like 6 days a week, 12-hour shifts. I mean, yeah, they probably made buckets of money, but it's still, that's a tough, you know, tough schedule. Well, his birthday is this week, and I said to him, you know, it's our family tradition, when it's your birthday you get to have anything you want within reason, okay? And he said, Mom, the only thing I want is for you to make me a whole bunch of tater tot casserole. That kid has loved that since he was little, and he's 29 now. So yep, there it is. I will be making tater tot casserole for his birthday party bunch. So thank you for asking. Yeah,
I left you a comment on your Facebook, the Psychic Doctor Show, the Psychic Love Doctor Show. You said that this guy was going to come back and like apologize. And
yeah,
I got an email this morning from someone who
apologized. Well, see, the cards don't lie.
No, they don't. And, like, I can't really tell you everything that you've said that has come to pass because I'm working on a classified case, but that was something I could say.
All right, well, how did you feel about that? Was it good?
Surprise.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I still don't want to go back and, like, try to
fix it or anything.
I mean, Yeah, it's like been there, done that, bought the t-shirt.
Well, sure. But I think that's that you had advanced information about that. Yeah.
Well, it means that, like, other things that you have predicted, it's like confirmation that, like, you're on the radar.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. The one that really blew my mind was right after the Gulf, which war was it? The first Gulf War. And I used to use a really old, like a baking sheet in the car so I could lay the cards out on them while my husband was driving. And I laid them out. I was very concerned about that missing girl, the Army girl. Can't remember her name for the life of me right now. But she was missing. And I said to my husband, I go, oh, my gosh, this is like a movie. They have captured her. What happened is she was in a hospital because she was injured. And the bad guys wanted, and this was all in the cards, the bad guys over there wanted her legs cut off so they could prop her up in Baghdad and turn her into like a penny hooker or a prostitute. They wanted to be able to stick it to Americans, if you know what I mean. And there was an Iraqi man who worked in the hospital, and he's mopping the floor. I saw all of this. I said, you know what, Daryl? He's going to walk like miles to get to our troops and tell them about this poor girl in the hospital. And I said, then it turns into a movie where they swoop in with these great big helicopters. And I mean, I'm just going crazy over this premonition. 3 days later, that's exactly what happened. And when I saw it on the news, I was like, oh! You know, these things amaze me too. It was the first Iraqi war. No,
I don't know what event. I know the event. I don't know which war it was.
Desert Storm. No.
But you sure didn't know Daryl during Desert Storm.
No. Oh, it was the second one then.
Okay.
Yeah, it was
but anyway,
the second one. Yeah, but I just, you know, I thought about that recently, that sometimes people might know these cards are going to reveal world events. They will show you things in the world. And that blew my mind. So anyway, how about if you share your question with us, Dion?
Okay, so we're getting to the point now with, like, my reporting that it's getting like, now people in Canada know, people in Germany know, like, my work is really getting spread around. And so I'm trying to figure out, like, does this end up having, like, a happy ending? Because we put the pieces of this together, but it's like when you find out at the end of the story who's really behind it, I just think that it's such a big thing that, like, there's really nothing we're going to be able to do about it. Yeah, we figured out the story, but I just don't feel like at the end of the day the people who really are at the root of the problem are going to be affected. But I could be wrong, so that's why I'm asking.
Well,
do you see this going?
Personally, I think the end of the story is after capture and after prosecution, you know, that it's a continuing story. It, like, if you ever watch those Dateline shows, Jim loves a lot of these murder mysteries and stuff. They don't just leave you hanging. They don't just present the story to you. There's a conclusion.
Oh, a lot of them do leave you hanging.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, it depends on the show. A lot of them, they are not solved, or they didn't want to wait for trial, so they just say, the guy's got charged, but he hasn't been convicted yet. But, yeah, I know what you're saying.
But if this,
those
so
hit
do you
me
think,
off
like, the guy who, like, the guy didn't act alone, but the guy who basically is going to end up getting caught, is he going to spill the beans on the whole story?
Yeah, good question.
That's kind of tough, though, and we don't even know all the details.
You know, it's funny, too, also during interrogation, they play manipulating games with you. And they'll say, your friend already rolled over on you.
Well, if they got two people, they will. They will. They're allowed to lie.
They'll say,
to a certain extent, yeah, they're allowed to lie.
Well, let's see what we got here.
You know, a lot of times they'll say, oh, we're going to play Let's Make a Deal. And guess what? Whoever starts talking first gets the best deal.
I mean, I just keep telling the audience that there's the law of the land and then there's the universal laws, and no matter what, karma is going to prevail. So, like, there's many ways to get justice. So, you know, like, just hang in there and watch it unfold.
And that's true. And I think that is, like, building the suspense. Because what I see here is, ultimately, yes, he is going to get captured. I do think he's ill, though, and may not live through his legal proceedings. I'm just getting that feeling that there's something physically wrong with him, like cancer or something like that. But you, let's look at you for a minute. You're really, geez, you have magical cards. It's almost as if there's nothing you can't do in terms of your readings. I really feel that you are going to end up being a serious professional and successful writer. You're going to have all sorts of different things percolating for you. So, yeah, I think your cards look great. I think eventually your story here, and I hate to just call it a story, your expose, whatever you want to term this body of work, you could get offered a very sizable amount of money for the rights to it. Okay.
Okay. And before I sign anything, I will call you because you already warned me about the money tip.
Money.
That's right. Yeah. And, you know, it's always like that. They're going to try and get, you to the bottom dollar.
It's money attracts those kinds of people. It's like going outside nowadays and just eating some French fries, and there's going to be some birds running around watching you, just waiting. Hoping you drop one, hope you throw them in the trash. You know, they're watching. Yep.
By the way, they're not called French fries anymore. They're called fries. Freedom fries.
Well, that was so old. That was very old.
But they have taken the French off of them.
I don't give a flying squat about that anymore. You know.
Okay.
You know, they are who they are.
Well, that person from college that you received communication from, he would really like to restart a relationship, just so you know. So, you know, don't start what you aren't going to finish. Because
he's a Taurus, and I'm a Sagittarius, and Tauruses and Sagittariuses, the whole relationship is a big argument. And so I'm just not interested, but
well, good
thank
idea.
You for telling me that.
Well, because I want you to know what his motivation is, because once you open that door, I mean, even if you opened it just a couple inches to, you know, kind of wave at him, he's going to push on it and push that door wide open.
Mm-hmm. That's what I always say, a cracked door is still an open door.
Yes.
All right. So let's transition to the Archangel Michael sort of like oracle card.
Yeah.
Now, I was half listening to a lot of this, most of it, but here is the card, and this could apply to whatever we talked about or maybe something else going on in her life. No, it is not time yet is the subject. This is not the divine right time to take action. Please be patient. The opportune moment is approaching.
For her written work.
You guys can figure out what that means for yourselves. Okay, it could be that.
Thank
be the
you
written
very
one.
Much.
Well, you're so welcome, honey.
Thank you very much.
If we don't hear from you before, you know, the big holiday next weekend, happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays.
Thank you, hon.
Thank you.
I'm looking. Love you too. I'm looking in the monitor. Man, the shirt makes me look like very bosomy. Bosom.
And, well, yeah,
look at that.
That was important for everybody to hear that live, right?
Well, it looks like I went and got a boob job this afternoon.
Well, you know, unemployment is going down, so, you know, people can get jobs now, so.
I don't understand what that
is. You got a boob job.
Oh,
you got a job. Good Lord Jesus.
There are better jobs out there than a boob job. Let me just say.
There are. Matter of fact, the other one begins with a B. All right. Of course, that's better to receive than to give, I suppose, we should say. All right, let's go.
I would think so.
Well, not to everybody out there. All right, we're going to go to area code 940. 940 is in Texas. Welcome, 940.
Whoa.
Hey.
How
Hi
y'all.
There.
We're good.
We're good. How are you doing?
I was just sitting here on hold, and I was doing what you told me not to, and yakking with my friend, and then he said 940, and I was like, oh, it's me.
So
how are y'all?
We're doing great. No, it's all good to do all those things when you're on hold. You have to stay sane.
Sure. And
we're
like
talking
to
about crocheting.
Hey, whatever it takes, whatever it takes, all that time. You got to do what you got to do.
Right.
Heck yeah. Courtney, I called in a while back. Y'all told me to call back in about, I was having a situation with my children that I was pretty upset about. And I wrote you a little message not too long ago regarding your kiddos. So now you kind of have a face with a name, a little bit more energy, like you said you didn't have last time. Maybe that kind of gives you an idea of who I am. So I just wanted to try to – I'm glad I got through.
Oh, me too.
So basically, I'm always so hard and indecisive about what I want to ask. I mean, of course, you know, today's my oldest son's birthday, and so I really got my kids heavy on my mind today. But more than anything, what I would like to know is the direction. I called over a year ago with the guy I've been seeing and talked to y'all a long time ago. I'm sure y'all don't remember here, but I need to know if the cards can show me an idea of, I feel like the direction that my relationship's going with this guy is not going to hinder me getting my children back? Am I wasting my time? I feel like today that I may have found out he's cheating on me. And I feel like a lot of the stuff I've been going through with him has been really a waste of time. And I thought that he was helping me with my direction with my kids, but does it show you anything about maybe him cheating or if he's a hindrance to me more than anything and I'm not seeing this?
Yeah.
Was this, who is this? I'm not asking.
I think meant a boyfriend.
Okay, it's a boyfriend. Only
my boyfriend, the boyfriend. Yeah, sorry.
No, it's not your fault. It's a lot of the folks that are on Blog Talk Radio don't know that I'm also.
They don't know me. Yeah.
Half of me is doing Facebook Live stuff. So, but Courtney,
I understand.
Are you the Courtney that's on Facebook Live?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, she was here. She was here earlier.
Okay.
Well, she might still be here, but I saw her jump in. That's cool. Welcome, welcome. All right.
Right.
Yeah, that's
so,
super good question. Some people don't ask those kinds of questions because there's some people that, people don't want to admit that they have
some
relationships in trouble.
And they don't want to know.
They don't,
I knew it was potentially could have some issues, but we've had a lot of struggles this year, you know, and I kind of told y'all about that last time, especially with the situation with my family and my kids and just trying to get on our feet. But, you know, now I feel like I've been being kind of potentially betrayed after something that happened today, and it's really, really affected my whole demeanor today. You know, and it being my oldest son's birthday, not being able to see him, it's been real hard. I just want to know if I'm just wasting my time when it comes, is he cheating on me? Am I wasting my time and using energy I could be using toward focus for them?
Absolutely.
With the person I thought was supporting me.
And wow, you seem really stressed out.
I don't blame her.
I am very upset. Very upset.
This would be a pretty big deal, obviously. Yep.
What happened? And we don't have to go into details. But I'm perceiving that what happened, he's very sorry about. Doesn't mean that it won't happen again.
See, that's the problem.
Yeah.
Somebody can be truthfully sorry. I mean, literally sorry. But if they keep doing it, what's the point after a certain point? But that's not, I don't have the cards.
You know, we always, Jim and I discuss this a lot. If somebody has been caught being distrustful and you forgive them, are you giving them license to do it again?
Right. And
something else going on with this. So that makes a lot of sense. Not maybe relatively. This is the first incident I've really been able to, well, not the first, because, you know, I'm kind of insecure, but this is the first incident that I've really just went, wow, black and white. I think I know that it happened. Because the way he reacted and just the whole ordeal. But prior that, I think, kind of goes hand in hand with another situation that we've been struggling with. And I'm just starting to see everything unfold negatively. And I don't know if I'm just making that happen or if it's
What I'm seeing here, I would like the card that's showing sorrow and regret. I'd like it to be a deeper, more meaningful. I mean, the spades are very intense in here.
Is this like the case of being sorry he got caught?
That's what I'm thinking.
Like when you see those interrogations of criminals and they're feeling really sad and bad, and it's like, oh, because you got caught, but you lied. all the way up to that point before becoming truthful.
And I can't prove that anything happened. I mean, I thought I was tripping and I wasn't even going to say anything with the situation at first. But the way he reacted and how rude and hateful he was and how he's just, his whole demeanor has changed the last couple of weeks. And it's been
really cool. You know, she's wise. She's wise. Yeah, that whole, that demeanor thing can give away before any physical clues.
And that's how it goes.
When they have all of a sudden are a little cold to you, a lot of times I've always said to guys,
somebody's in the way.
I always said, oh, somebody's been replaced. Yeah. Maybe just temporarily.
Guilty dog barking thing. And he's always been insecure, but we've had a lot of really rocky roads last year, and I've really kind of overlooked a lot of stuff. But it's to the point now that it's getting pretty bad, and I think that this is just a, you know, final straw.
What I'm seeing here is I think you're going to shift your focus more over towards your kids. You have boys.
Okay.
Boys.
Yes, I've been trying to do that, but, you know, it's been a lonely road, and he's been there with me, but, you know, I'm just afraid he's getting more in the way now than he is anything, and I hate to say that as much as I do love him.
Yeah.
Well, just remember,
you
can't make room for somebody who is more your level and a higher quality person if that spot is already filled.
Yeah, and it's one thing for, like, the one-time thing where somebody goes to a Christmas party, a couple drinks fly, and you know, somebody lands in somebody's lap. But when people are going out of their way to make arrangements to meet people, I personally look at that as a deal-breaker to me. So it's like, it's not like you did the one-time little thing. Oh, crap, that party got out of hand, and I did this, and I tried to lie about it.
I don't even know if that's what happened. It's just my intuition tells me something wasn't right about the scenario, and I didn't even think about it until he started flipping on me, like I was in the wrong for coming over there. You know, the whole thing, it just read guilty. Yeah. I was just like, wow, now I know.
Well, people should trust their guts unless they have a history of their guts being wrong.
Well, your cards show you to be highly intuitive, that this is just a confirmation of what you're feeling already are.
Unfortunately, you know, the cards are the cards. They can't always break out rainbows and unicorns, you know.
Sometimes setting somebody free.
Well, I don't need this, you know. It's already a hard day.
Yeah. Well, see, you're running the gamut of emotions, boy.
Yeah.
And with the holidays.
Yes, with the holidays and stuff, bad timing. But if something is spiraling in a bad place or not going anywhere, eventually you're going to feel a lot better someday down the road if you have to decide to part company, which is your call.
Yeah, I've just got to learn how to be able to do that. I'm pretty bad at that. Right. I've only been in 3 relationships in 10 years, so I'm pretty bad at doing that.
Yeah, you're right. And only you can tell yourself when that time is right.
Traditionally, January 4th is the biggest day for breakups. People wait. They don't want to disrupt their lives until after the holiday.
I told you about my theory on that.
Yes.
But I was not having a relationship with somebody with kids together. My theory is you break up before the holidays, so you don't have to spend a dime on Christmas presents.
This
is going to be kind of a hard holiday anyway, but I agree. I mean, I know a lot of people that do that.
Yeah, but
it's not
in a situation like that where you have an investment and you have children that you're nurturing and stuff like that. I'm just talking boyfriend-girlfriend thing. If you're going to break up.
Sometimes people do that kind of crap too, not because it's just because that they aren't as invested as they act like they are. And I think I feel like I've had a whole wool pulled over my eyes that I didn't know if it was just me being emotional or, you know, because it's been an emotional, you know, time with everything going on. And
we want to believe the good things in people, so we will pull the wool over our eyes more than we should.
Be worth it, you know what I mean? Is that too much to ask?
Really,
right? You know.
You really care about somebody, you want to give them benefits of the doubt, and maybe we do it more than we should. That's human nature.
And boy, I want to tell everybody, from all my years working with these cards, I do not believe in that saying, once a cheater, always a cheater. That is not true.
Depending on the track record, right?
And
it seems like I've had a repeated past of every guy I've been with. The past, you know, 3 relationships I've been in 10 years, I've all said, if he's cheating, he'd be the third one, you know, and I just don't understand what it is that I need to draw at. But
I'm
saying that maybe I may not be wrong, is what you're saying. I may need to follow my gut.
Well,
at that.
He can change if he so wishes. I would show him the door and say, go see if the grass is greener over there.
Well,
you
that's kind of what happened earlier, basically. He was the one that said, well, if you don't trust me, it's like, you know, basically. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, it seems like you've got your mind made up. So
I'm not going to take you.
A lot of times, and every person's different, a lot of times the forgiveness doesn't change the person because they are saying, oof, got away with it.
Yeah, I know. Well, you're speaking to, you're speaking for your gender.
Well, I'm, I don't have cards in front of me at all. A lot of the blog talkers don't realize a lot of times. I'm just giving input on my life experiences. I don't have any intuitive card things
and
in front of me.
He is going to go through this psychological thing where, oh, my God, she's free. She can have any man she wants now.
And that's the thing,
yeah. So that
I think that's one of his biggest issues is he doesn't want me, but he sometimes I feel like he lately has been too much trouble with everything I have going on in my life, so he don't want anybody else to have me, and that's what I've wondered. Now that you've said that, I wonder if that's, you're kind of not picking up on what I've been thinking.
I don't think that's love. I think that's possession. It's really not love.
I thought
love.
It was love. He's really played me. I feel like I've seen some true colors really come out the last couple of months, and I just try to ignore it because it was too much energy to take away from
my kids.
It's just been really tough.
What I see ultimately is I do believe the two of you are facing a break, all right? And it may be, I think it should be at least a month, but that's up to you. He's going to have time to think about and miss you. You know, men leave angry, and a lot of times they'll go out and screw whatever moves because they're mad. And Jim might figure they have something to say. But then after that, they start reminiscing, and they start thinking about all the good times. And I've always believed nothing gives a person's heart 20/20 vision quite like being in the arms of the wrong person. And when
that too.
And he doesn't see your face on that pillow next to him, he's going to be like, shit.
I've been kind of more dependent on him because I've lost everything at one time. So my family, kids, everything, and I'm there with him. And so I think he just doesn't think that I'm going to go anywhere. So sorry about that.
And there is that. No, she brings up a good point sometimes. Some guys will actually, like, do an assessment and say, well, she's not going to leave me after all the crap she's been through. Some guys will do that. I got more. I can get away with more than the average guy.
He can just sit back and walk.
I'm just saying, some guys will actually make that. They'll do that little assessment. Okay,
I think there's a lot of people that will do that.
She really needs me. She depends on me emotionally and as a steady figure in her life. I can get away with a lot.
That's sorry.
You are stronger than you even know. You are resilient. You're strong. You're like a willow tree. The way. Oh my God.
I've been trying to get your attention there, girl.
This isn't going to be your worst day ever. There are going to be
a lot worse, believe me. That's why, usually I would have been my ex-husband, but this is nothing.
Well, because there could be worse things. You lose a parent, you lose grandma.
I got you. That's not something to look forward to. Oh, good, this isn't my worst day. I'm going to have more.
No, but...
it's been hurtful because I have clean to him, but I think it's making me realize that I don't have to have him for all this.
Funny, though.
Well, I think that your life is really going to be on an upswing in the new year. And I really feel that I meant to continue saying there's going to be a break, but I say give it time. If you really love him, and I believe you do, and deep down I believe he loves you, but he needs to get shifted a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
The right space. I think the two of you will find your way back together, and it'll be better than ever.
Or even if it doesn't, you have to take the next step, right?
Yes.
You have to decide when to say, we got to take a break because this is bull crap. And then see what happens.
I need to get my energy to better, the situation with my kids,
And
I need to give
careful.
It to that.
I do feel you could face a period of depression coming up pretty soon.
Oh, so I've been feeling that for a while.
Take care of yourself. Self-care. Remember, you're no
I'm trying.
If you aren't your best. Yeah. We're here like every night.
Great.
You call anytime you need.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
keep y'all updated. Maybe I'll have some more positive news when it comes to it all.
Have to be positive. Whatever you feel like talking about, you don't have to.
That's right.
Well, I appreciate y'all letting me be honest and open because, like I said, it's just me against the world right now, and I've always had my kiddos, so this has been really tough, and we're in the home stretch, so hopefully in the next couple of months things are going to get more positive for that aspect.
I believe they will.
Well, and just in general, the more honest and open you are going into your reading, the better your reading is going to be.
Very good.
Right. I just need to make sure that I'm not blind and I'm seeing it. Yeah. I agree. I appreciate y'all so much.
Oh, don't leave yet.
Yeah, we got a card for you.
Stand by for your Archangel Michael Sword of Light Oracle card reading.
Sword. Sword.
What did I say?
It sounds like Sword of Light.
Ah, yeah. Yeah, I gotcha. Sword. I'll oversay the W. Sword.
Nice.
Of Light. All right. Anyway.
There you go.
Is, yes, you are correct. You have listened to your inner guidance and made a wise choice. Keep moving forward.
There it is.
Ah, well, that answers the question all the way around what we talked about, don't it?
Yeah, and Michael's a pretty big dog in the angel world.
Yeah, he's pretty high up on that
list. Yeah.
Yeah, so appreciate that. And thank you for touching base on the intuition that you picked up on that, too. That makes me feel a little better so on that part, too. I've heard that before.
Absolutely.
Take care, huh?
Yes, indeed. All right,
y'all have a
so
good
much.
Night. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Thank you.
I think Terry Sue, I didn't get a chance. You said she has to put to bed.
Well, yeah.
I think she has departed by now. Terry Sue in the UK.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've spoken with her quite some time ago, very late like this, but it does take its toll on a person. So.
Now, Mike in the UK says actually the Manchester guys are very loyal and like oak trees. They do not waver, sturdy and steady like an oak.
Okay, so why do you guys have trouble getting women?
Well, I think maybe it's because there's too many guys to women ratio myself.
Or is it the women, they're like bad boys? And the trouble is, you know, if a woman is dysfunctional, as that, where she's very codependent, they're going to go for a bad boy and think that they can change him, you know? And so maybe y'all are just so good and so, so healthy and positive that women are like, yeah.
There's a lot of, you know, only he would know living there and growing up there.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of theories on how that could be. Because a lot of, if you live in a place that is male-oriented and the women can be picky, picky, choosy, choosy, and vice versa, if you, if guys go to a place where there's a ton of women.
Yes, Manchester.
The men can be, you know.
Is Manchester a big, is it a metropolis?
He says they're too fussy. See, if he's, I think it's leaning my way.
Well, that they're fussy.
They're fussy because they can be.
Yeah.
Right?
Don't go for the hot ones. Go for the ones that aren't number one. They're number two or number three. They'll try harder. I've heard this from them.
Who are you talking to? What, the guy?
Mike, yeah, I'm telling him.
If it's like a 5-to-1 ratio, how can a guy do that?
I don't know.
Right. But I'm just throwing if that is the reason. All right, Matt, real quick. We're going to open up a quick messenger portal.
And people, don't worry. We'll stay on past the hour.
Yeah, we don't. We never, unless we've got a real big commitment going on.
It's
or it's Monday.
Saturday
Monday,
night.
We don't commit Mondays on Monday. Yeah. Messenger portal is open for the folks that can messenger us. Deborah Lee. Remember, it has to be to Deborah Lee. And we're only going to keep it open for a sure bit because we got lots of colors, lots and lots of colors. All right. Yeah, I mean, I'd like to know the dynamics. I could probably Google Manchester in England and find out the male-to-female population, adult male-to-female population ratio.
Maybe we should jet over there and do our own research project.
You know what? Why not? Why not? I'll sell one of my Lamborghinis, one of my 10 Lamborghinis I have, so I have some cash on me. Because, you know, we're filthy rich. We can jet anywhere we want.
Yeah, but see, now you're betraying us in terms of what we share with the public, because we tell people the law of attraction, you know, put something out to the universe for your future and the universe will respond in kind. Hey, a lot of things, think about your own lives. Lots of things have happened that were kind of like miracles. Wasn't it?
Well, birth is a miracle.
Yeah, true. If you think about
we're all born, as far as I know. I don't know. There's just some freaking demons running around out there.
Well, and I recently read a study that men have 180 million, what do you call them, sperms? Yeah, sperm.
I think sperm is one of those ones that's singular and plural. You don't add an S.
And women have one egg a month, one egg. I guess we can't.
Unless you get it, once in a while you guys kick out two and possibly get those types of twins.
Or actually, I think also... two sperm can get in
there's
there.
There's different types of twins.
Yeah.
Right. Man.
But maybe that's what your driving force is to keep the population going, you know?
Who's driving force?
Your gonads.
That's Mother Nature in general.
Yes, and it's making you want to be horn dogs.
Otherwise, there'd be no species on Earth except plants. Because
so
they don't have physical, pleasurable sex.
Just remember, our position in all of this is to pick the best partner, just like deer do, just like birds do.
Yeah, except humans seem to choose poorly.
Don't they?
Yeah, if they didn't, there would never have been that 25-plus years of Jerry Springer.
Oh.
If people would have not have chosen poorly.
Yeah.
That is the show. I don't even want to take that. Let's go back to the phone call.
Yeah,
like
we get off on
side
trips.
Let's go to 203. I got to click it again because sometimes computers can watch. 203,
yeah,
Connecticut. Bring it on.
Hi.
Hello?
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. What is your first
Hi.
Name? Hi. And you are?
Michelle.
Oh, Michelle. Glad to hear from you. Have you called us before?
Yes, I have.
Yes, she's the other 203 area code
yeah.
Connecticut person that calls occasionally. Were you on last night and got disconnected or had to go? Were you holding for a little while and then you had to go?
Yes, I was. Yeah, and I had to go.
Yeah, we talked to, you know, and some states are different. You know, if you get like a California big metropolitan area code, it'd be five. When we see two people from the 203 area code, pretty much know who they
yeah,
are.
Really, we do.
Yeah.
So, Michelle, what
that's,
brings
that's,
you to the show
sure.
Go ahead.
This evening?
I guess one thing is that I'm trying to become a permanent employee of the company I'm contracting for now.
Okay.
And
awesome.
we haven't discussed salary yet.
Okay.
And
yep.
I wanted to know if it was going to be as I would expect.
I'm going to like this. And that's a great question.
You have a lot you can offer.
And
here.
I have been in that exact spot.
So it's in a negotiation.
I haven't been
it?
In that exact spot. I was started my job. Well, I bounced around after I got out of the Navy. But I bounced around a few places, and I started out at a job as a contractor. And it was a And it was a 12-month contract. You know, obviously, unless I slice somebody's throat or something, but it was a 12-month contract, and there was a bunch of us. There was like me and four or five other people that all got hired at the same time as contractors from the same company, contracting company. And then that time came around, and the company said, "Hey, we kind of like hire you on as a full-time employee." And then there was the negotiation of the money.
Yeah.
So we. On ourselves, it depends. We all got together and said we should all ask for the same amount. Otherwise, and we all asked for the same amount, and they counteroffered a little less, and we said, yep, we all accepted. But that was it was a company with 30-some thousand people. That's
sure.
why there was five or six of us. What do you got, Deb?
What I've got here is, wait, I had a thought, and you were talking.
I'll try to quit talking.
They're all boomerangs, and they come back eventually.
Shame on me.
Let's see what I've got here. I really think here's going to happen. This is my take on it, is that they're going to offer you, and they haven't yet, right? They haven't yet?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
I think it will be rather pleasing to you is what I see.
Ooh, nice.
But they're going to have a little bit of a caveat saying, okay, it may not seem like as much as maybe you expected, but there will be increases. What do you call them?
Absolutely. I mean,
yeah.
I was.
Well,
okay.
I was in a similar situation with two other people from the contract company that I'm working for now have just recently been hired.
Sure.
One person who's on my level, I think, is fully satisfied with what he got. And
mm-hmm.
the other one is a younger person with less experience, and he's satisfied with what he got. But, of course, I expect more like the first guy, you know, with, you know, the more experience.
My feeling is they think that you excel. What I'm getting here is they feel you excel. be on both of those people, but they're going
yes,
to give.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, it's in the cards.
In the cards.
So they're going to
well,
give you
well,
a good
well, when
amount.
You say they,
well,
you know,
just,
it's like.
Yeah.
Well, when you say they, it's like I'm trying to get myself known, but it's really like just in my group. No, but what about HR? You know, HR.
Well,
could come up
says,
with some.
I think when Deb says they, she's talking about the company as a collective whole.
Yeah, that's it.
Because you know, yeah. Obviously HR has their part.
Yeah.
And then the person that's hiring
very
you has
good.
Their part, and those two people talk to each other, and they say, "Hey, I want this person to get this." And HR says, "Well, we ain't got that. We'll throw you this. You know, this is stuff you don't even hear about." They have to negotiate with HR. And then finally, HR says, "Well, we're going to work on that, but we can't wait. This is what we're going to do for you."
I think it's going to be a good amount. Also, the word they, journalists and such have discovered we can't really say he or she anymore. We're supposed to refer to everybody as they, which I think is completely incorrect with English language, but who am I? For you, yes, I think it is going to be an appropriate amount. And there's a man
okay.
figuring it. There's a guy here, and he's keeping a little bit something under his cap, his hat, because I think they have real plans for you. So I'm not sure you're going to have to go in there and play hardball at all.
Well, I have a question mm-hmm. for you. So you know that these other people are getting hired. You know that they've already said they want to hire you. Now it's just a dollar value negotiation at this point.
Well, it was always intended to be a contract to hire. And they hired the other two people like very quickly. And then there was me, and then I thought, well, I'm gonna try to, you know, accelerate this so that they'll hire me. So I told them that, look, I have another offer, and I very well could have another offer that pays a lot more than what they're giving me.
Okay.
Very soon, I could have this offer soon. So I figured I had nothing really to lose by mentioning it to them. And immediately they, you know, so they said, "Well, what do you want? Do you want more money, or do you want to become full time?" And I said, "Oh, I want to become full time."
Yeah.
Because I
Sure.
Full time brings the other benefits on.
Yes.
More money part time is not gonna actually work out good for you, right? Yep.
Right,
oh,
right.
By the way,
it would have been better because I would have been more satisfied because I came in at a fairly low rate for my level, but
mm-hmm.
you know it was like, well, why not for now, because it's a really good job. And so I don't know. So I but the one thing we didn't say is how much, you know, are you going to give me?
Sure. It's always you know, there's always that number thing doesn't. Because this happened to me multiple times in my company. That number thing is totally between me and an HR representative.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That negotiation, after you go through whatever interview process or whatever you got to go through, when it comes down to the money negotiation, that's always been between me and our HR department.
Okay.
All right.
Here we go with your angel card.
And I got one card, Archangel Michael, sword, sword of light. Oracle card. But real quick, my story is my little contractor to employment. That'll be 25 years in April, so it worked out for me.
Oh, big time.
All right. Anyway, here we go.
Oh.
Regain your focus is the subject of your Oracle card. Trivial life matters are distracting you from your goals. Archangel Metatron and I, so you got two of them now, are here to help you stay grounded.
Oh, boy.
But he pulled in another archangel.
Yeah,
you know.
Metatron.
Michael got a buddy. You know? he got the transformer. Okay.
Yeah, and maybe I think a lot of it is the holidays, and it said stay focused, which I think she is.
And it's hard for everybody to do with so much stuff going on.
So we're gonna hope the best for you because I really think you're perfect for this, and you deserve it.
And you. Sounds like you know your way around the block and the job and what you're worth and all that other stuff. So it sounds like you got your stuff squared away.
I think so, too.
And you should let us know. You should call back sooner and let us know.
Yeah, we'd love to hear how it goes.
Okay, I will.
I have a question for you. Is this going to be resolved before the holidays?
This week?
That would be surprising if it was, but I don't know. I don't know.
All right.
I mean,
okay, so you don't actually have a hard, fast date that it has to be figured out then, right?
No, I don't. I don't.
Well,
I think have their... I was warned that it was going to take a little bit of time, you know, like maybe like a month.
Sure. And when I worked and we had a 12-month thing, it ran over.
Yeah.
It ran over. It should have been decided in April of the next year, and then August was the one that finally got nailed down.
Wow.
And they kept it going. Thank you so much, and good luck
holidays.
To you. Yeah, and we hope that you get what you deserve.
Thank you. That was very interesting, Jim.
It was, and I was like, I've been there. And she's been there before, too, it sounds like, too. So she knows the game. Yeah, I don't know what that means all the time there. You know what I'm saying? All right, we're going to the next caller, and I better do this real quick so we don't get a...
Oh, you're adding?
And we got Laura from Canada, International Shoutout showed up.
Laura!
Dokelman.
It's not a party till Laura's here.
Yeah. Especially from Canada.
Yes.
All right, did I say who my next caller was? Oh, I did.
No.
Well, to myself. Aha. 520. 520 is in Arizona.
Hi. Hi, you guys.
Hi.
How you doing? How you feeling? Are you feeling good?
Hey, pretty good. Deb, I wanted to ask you, I've never made tater tots. I've been checking the different recipes on the internet. Where do I go to get your recipe? That sounded good. I'd like to make it for my grandson.
Oh, I'll tell you what. I've been asked more than by just you. I'll tell you what. I will make sure. I'm trying to think. I'll just post it. I'll put.
Okay.
Do you?
Yeah.
Are you on Facebook?
I can go on there.
Or I can send it as in Messenger.
Well, here's what. She'll post it on the Psychic Love Doctor show page.
Yes.
And then the next show we do, she will give you a, we'll have it available, how to get there.
Yeah. I will make
sure. Oh, cool. How cool.
Yeah.
Great.
The next show we do. Yeah.
Your grandson's going to love it.
I've never heard of anybody that's ever
heard.
Yeah. And I'm always trying to find things that he will like and that's, you know, Jimbo
More
has said it had some vegetables in it. I'd like for my grandson to help me make it, too.
And the vegetables, it's like peas and carrots, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there's so much great, yummy stuff, a kid wouldn't even know that was in their head. They would have no clue.
That is great.
Oh, and it's simple, and it is like, so yummy that people, I could just want to eat that and nothing else. And then go to sleep.
All right, that sounds great.
Right, well, what do you got cooking tonight?
My question is, thank you for that. My question is, my son had invited me to spend Christmas Day with him and the rest, and they're having a huge gathering at the house from different. His wife works in the medical field, so she's having people from that arena. She's having relatives. She's having relatives from all over. And I told him, I said, well, you know, I'm a little COVID scared, and I, for caution, I want to wear a mask. And so then he became a little huffy, and he said, you know, he asked me a couple of questions about that, And then he said, well, maybe it just wouldn't be appropriate for you to attend. And so what do you see happening with that? Do you see if I decided not to wear a mask, I can go. But I don't feel comfortable doing that. I don't see myself doing that. He said that he would have a smaller gathering. Now, I don't know. And I'm not holding him to it. It doesn't really matter to me. I'm just so over all this, you know, static.
Well, nobody should
explain about the mask.
Well, I'm not only that. No, don't get into that. Nobody should make somebody feel they have to make a choice about a mask.
I really didn't see somebody suggested to me, because I was telling him, I said, with that many people in a house and they're coming from all sorts of walks of life, and I'm just really uncomfortable, and it's in a big city, and and they said, well, say you're going to wear it, tell them you're going to wear a mask. And actually, it got me off the hook is what it got me off. Like, I don't really have to go now because I won't be breaking anyone's feelings or hurting people's feelings. The mask is not really helpful, I don't think, but, it is what
here's
it is.
The deal with the mask.
Okay, listen, no, everybody.
The mask, the typical mask that you see surgeons wear and that you see people wear all the time, and you see especially some of the ones we wear, you see people that do it in industries where they're working with fiberglass insulation and whatnot. It's not a germ. It's not a germ thing. It's not going to stop from germs. Surgeons wear it so when they cough or sneeze or just breathe with moisture, it doesn't go airborne inside their patients. It doesn't protect the surgeon from getting anything, disease whatsoever.
So if you wear a mask at a party like this, the others are the ones that could be giving off
You are protecting other people wearing just your standard.
No, I get it. And then I'd have to take the mask down to eat or drink or whatever. It's just not, it was an easy way out for me. He decided, it would be appropriate for me to be there with a mask. I mean, if I go there without a mask, but I'm not going, so I'm not even going to go. Because I am pretty careful, or try to be anyway.
Okay, well then you should.
I don't wear a mask, but I don't really hang out in huge groups for periods of time.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of people. Real quick, international shout out to Charlene from Ireland.
Charlene.
All right, back to Lisa.
All right, well, Lisa, I'm not sure what you're wanting me to look at here.
Do you see me seeing them for Christmas at all, or no? It's just going to float over during maybe Easter.
Yeah, maybe. Right?
Well,
what do you see, Dad?
I'm seeing from your son's point of view, and his wife is trying to stay very neutral, but I see him thinking, the words came right into my head of him thinking, oh, here we go again. My mom's got to have a stickler of a problem. I felt like it was taking him back down the road of the past where, these kids hang a lot of blame on us. And it's not fair, but I think he really wanted you to be very, enthused and excited.
Blend in.
Yes, and I think they wanted to show their life to you with coworkers and all of that. People don't have to, you don't have to hug everybody, and you can maintain that social distance. But I guess it's a foregone conclusion. If you're with a bunch of people, there's maybe going to be a virus situation.
Nowadays, after the last year's people, if somebody wants to wear a mask, still be it.
I don't think a mask really helps. I mean, that's my personal feeling, but
it was just
something that I was uncomfortable about because of all the people there from all the different walks of life. And, the numbers are, I know this can be a hot button issue, so I'm not going to really go into detail about what I perceive, but that's what I was asking the cards, if I'm going to. If there's going to be another opportunity, was saying that they would have a small gathering, but maybe it ain't going to happen.
Well, I think first he's got to get over his disappointment. All right. This was a real olive branch, seriously, on his part to have you there. He wanted to be proud of
him.
Yeah. And if he's feeling disappointed, it's right up here.
Yeah, I can see that. If he's having a whole bunch of coworker people over there, he probably really wanted to
show you off.
Here's my mom.
Yeah.
And then he said, then he thought, my mom's wearing a mask.
Gonna make them all feel like,
Yeah, and maybe, I wouldn't give a damn, but I'm not him. Everybody's different. I wouldn't care if my mom is wearing a mask.
There's some real pretty ones out there, too.
It just means that person feels they should wear one. Who cares? Why have
It would mean that you're caring about sharing germs with them.
Yeah,
like if you were coming down with a cold, something like that.
Like when I'm at work, In the office, I see 4 or 5 people a day wearing masks. I don't say anything or think anything. No. It is what it is, you know?
Yeah.
So,
oh,
but
well.
If you change your mind, I think he would be so delighted that you're coming.
Sure, but you have to feel comfortable, obviously. That's your decision.
Yeah, exactly.
So here we go.
All right.
Your Oracle reading is
you
are protected.
Oh.
You are safe within my bubble of light. You can proceed with confidence. So that's Archangel Michael.
Well, that's good. A very good card.
So whatever you decide, Archangel Michael says you are protected.
Very good.
Yeah, I like it.
That's what he does.
Now, maybe you could offer a suggestion. Like, the party is what, on Saturday or Sunday? Which day are they doing their big party?
Christmas.
Well, okay. Christmas itself. Day is Sunday. Christmas Day itself.
Well, what if you were to say, well, how about if I came up on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever day that you pick, and kind of throw the, you know, put the ball back in their court? Instead of making it seem like, it just seems like you don't care.
I thought you were going to suggest that I make a suggestion that I wear a hazmat suit.
No, but that would be really funny.
That would be hilarious. You would be talked about for eternity amongst everybody if you did that.
Oh, my God, I know.
You would go down a day of infamy. It would be a day of infamy.
No, I just said if you set the date to come up there, it shows that you care and want to. It's just that all the crowds, you know.
Yeah, and, you know, it's flu season.
Sure it is.
Relatives and people need to accept that. Even if they're going to be disappointed, you got to understand.
I think so, too.
Regardless of the COVID part of the flu, it's regular flu season. Nasty flus out there.
But if you just leave it where it is, right, it kind of puts you both back at an impasse.
Right, so you got to at least say something.
Yeah.
Right. Like a counter offer.
I'll think about it.
Like you're negotiating.
I'll pray on it.
All right, maybe I'll take a tater tot casserole there.
Yes. Oh, boy, that is you.
Well, you'd be the life of the party.
And that container is heavy.
I love it.
If you made container tot casserole during COVID and had to transport it around and have gatherings,
I remember.
That container is heavy.
It really is.
That is a yummy, dense casserole.
It's real comforting. Well, thanks, Lisa. So much. That was a good.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That was a good show.
Thank you.
I like that. All right.
Thank
you. Take care, and I hope we hear from you before the holiday. We're here.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Take care.
Word up on that, dog.
Bye bye. Yeah. That was hilarious.
I.
Could you see her tromping in there?
I would love it. I would love it. I mean, her son would probably die in horror.
I don't know. I think he could.
If he's already upset a little bit, I think that would have put him over the top. Or he would say, my mom's a big joke.
Yeah.
He'd have to do it, nip it in the bud right away. All right. Let's keep on. And let's see. Who is next on our list?
Yeah.
We're going to Minnesota. All right.
Hello there.
Hang on. Oop.
Oh.
507, well, they can hear us. 507, Minnesota, you are online.
Hello.
Hi, it's Judy.
Hello. Hi, Judy.
Oh, Judy.
Happy holidays, guys.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, same to you. How are you doing?
Yeah, did you get in on all that snow?
Yeah, we've been getting snow.
Nothing
I don't like
but, right?
snow either.
No.
Oh,
no, I don't like shoveling it. It's pretty, but I don't like shoveling.
That's the only thing about it. He's right. It's beautiful if you were rich and had somebody could shovel for you.
And if you live toward the cities, the weather there is wicked in winter.
It's different.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know it. They're getting nailed over there.
Very different now.
That was been gone now 11 days. So
eleven days.
I'm hanging in there, and I just want to see if I feel her spirit around me all the time. I just feel like she's around me,
Yeah.
She, I brought her. I talked to you guys that night, and I brought her in the next day. So
yeah.
I did exactly what I was supposed to.
Yeah, and
she was
and
suffering.
Sure. Yeah, that's the hardest thing. You know, it's tough. It's always tough, you know, to do that. How many times did I have to do that shit? Like,
well,
six times?
She was ready to go. She was ready to go, Jim.
I know.
She had enough. Yeah.
There's some dogs that I probably dragged my feet on and made them suffer longer than I should have. Because I didn't want to let them go.
Anyway, I'm hanging in there, and I'm doing really good. I hope you're all doing really good over there. And
yeah, surviving. You know, we don't have 400 feet of snow here, so we can get around.
I was just wondering what the cards say, honey, for, you know, I have my nephew, I let Bella have one litter of puppies. And I gave him one of her puppies, and he drove quite a ways to me to lift me up. Wasn't that sweet?
Oh,
so isn't that something? And then we hung out at Jacob's house, so we were all together.
Nice.
And I got to be with, his name is Boo, and he looks exactly like Bella. Exactly. Oh. So it was a lot of fun just to play with. And then we had Jacob's dog Medley there. And yeah, I got to play with the dogs. They were working on a tattoo on a guy. And yeah, I got to hang out with the dog.
Nice. Do you have plans for Christmas?
We have a question.
Yeah, I'm going to my son's and all my kids and grandkids are going to be there. I'm looking forward to it. I'm making cookies right now.
What would be your question there, Judy?
I'm just going to...
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just wondering if you see her around me, like, because I feel like she's around.
Sure. I actually kind of believe if you feel it, then it's there. Now, remember, which dog was it? One of the dogs I had that was suffering, maybe it was Roxy with the cancer.
Yeah.
I started getting little, out of the corner of my eye, visions of, like,
seeing her?
No, other dogs that were coming around from the past.
Oh.
Remember, I told you about that.
I'm sure you did.
Like, maybe some of my other pets are, like, getting ready to welcome her into the dog world. Remember, I told you about that.
No doubt.
It was like,
oh,
I was like,
wow.
With the corner of my eye, I thought, like, is that? Like, and this is like a childhood dog. Is that wacky? There's nothing there. And I was like, that's weird. And then, you know, and actually at the time, I didn't even plan on the putting of the down at the time. That was like a few days later. So it's like sometimes they know more than we do.
I felt like I was running a hospice for dogs.
Yeah.
Because they all kind of went in progression.
Because I worked in full time, and Deb was doing job at home working so she could take care of the dogs that were on their way out.
You are absolutely
I got
right.
My cat to cuddle up with, Benji, and I'll tell you what, he did the weirdest thing I ever saw him do since I've had him. He's getting up there in age, but he went to the car, and he sat by the front wheel, and he wouldn't move when I was trying to get Bella to the car.
Aww.
It was like he was stopping me from taking her away.
Yeah.
And I had to pick him up. I had to bribe him with some lunch meat and pick him up and bring him and put him back in the house because it's like he knew.
Yep.
They were best friends, you know.
Yeah. I think they're more psychic than we are.
Well, and I want to tell you,
but anyway, go ahead.
Your cards are indicating that you are in a place where you are like anticipation, but it's filled anticipation, but it's also about Bella being close to you. And here's what I want to share is that I really feel there's going to come a point here, we even give it 3 years. I mean, the number three is here. And, you know, it's interesting about, there's a card here, three clubs, that means an event is coming to us. And I believe it's a new pet for you. And it can take as long as you want, but I do believe there will be one for you.
Everybody's different.
Yeah. And Bella is here, and her spirit is saying, please, Mama, don't stay alone. I think she means not just with the kitty, but have another Bella.
Because when we have pets,
oh, my God. You're not going to – my kid – my Adam in Wyndham has puppies that are going to be born at Christmas, and they are labs.
Oh.
And then I have Aaron. Then I, but I don't want. It's too soon. It really
right.
is. I love them for trying to give me one, but it.
Yeah.
It's too soon for me. And so Aaron and I are trying to find, because that dog that's part of Bella can have
yeah.
puppies.
Sure.
And we're having a hard time finding somebody to put him with to have the puppies. So
right.
you're right. Maybe it'll be 3 years yet.
But,
well,
you know, it is what it is.
It will
you know?
Come for you,
sure.
though. I want to warn you, under sure to come true, I think it's your ex. He looks like he wants to make some trouble coming up.
You know why, or you just see it coming?
Well, he seems like a really miserable guy. Is he, Judy? Is he, like, miserable in his life? And you know?
I think he's always been miserable in some way,
yeah.
shape, or form. But, I, you know, I can see where you're seeing that because I turned 62. Remember what we talked about, Deborah? And I'm going to be going off his Social Security, and I think... He's going to go nuts because he's already mad that he has to give me the money that he gives me. And I've got to get a lawyer or something in line because I don't know how to deal with him.
Yeah, he
but he's going
to
be at Christmas, too. I want you to know that.
Try not to get within his radar. What do you call it? His, you know, try to stay on the down low away from him.
For what?
He wants to start a argument.
Oh, don't engage.
Yeah, that's it.
Just don't engage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If
somebody starts trying to push your button, just don't engage. Just say, I'm going to walk away right
on
now.
On the upside, you got a new man coming into your life. Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, that would be awesome.
Serendipity all around it where it's going to happen when you least expect it. It's going to seem like a blessing, but you weren't at your best. And you know what? This guy will love it, just meeting you the way you are, you know, without all kind of hairdo and stuff on. He's just going to – you're meant for each other.
Remember Billy Joe said?
What?
Don't go changing. I love you just the way you are.
That's right.
Billy Joe.
It's going to surprise you. It is actually under a designation called What Will Surprise You. And it's going to just knock your socks off. He's going to really focus on you. If you've ever wanted to be treated like a queen, you're going to be treated like one. He's
really?
Awesome.
Nice.
Yeah, and if you don't want him, Judy, I'll take him. You send him my way if you don't want him.
Yeah, I guess you put them on Craigslist.
I've got to say something really quick before anything happens. When you guys come this way, like you're coming in April, that's why that Jim over there looks so handsome with his beard over there. Is there any way possible that if Jacob and I drove to where you were and just have a luncheon?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
We only go for like 4 days.
But the party is until I think it's Saturday night.
So bottom line is, if you come to us for sure, we won't have time to drive out of town.
No, we'd have to go to Hinckley to meet you or something like that.
Or, no, even Hinckley, that's a good, hour-ish?
50 miles, I think it is.
That's like about an hour.
Well, where are you going to be? Are you going to be in Duluth?
We're going to be absolutely in Duluth.
But we're coming a couple days before the party. And I think we're staying a couple days after the party.
We're
going to
be there 4 days-ish in Duluth. So.
Yeah, we'd love that. We'd love that.
I would love to sit down and buy you guys some lunch.
Oh, maybe.
If you travel,
we're buying the lunch.
If you travel to Duluth, you will not buy anything.
No, we'll buy it. Yeah. No arguments.
Yeah, right. No arguments. No big deal.
Okay.
And I'll get the senior before I forget.
Oh, yeah.
This man is going to easily become your husband. But the only thing is you will lose your Social Security if you marry again. So you may want to just have a commitment ceremony.
Yeah, and you know.
Yeah.
Everybody. Marriage.
Right.
You know,
I don't know if I want to get married again. Maybe I'll just be his best friend and companion or whatever.
I think at a certain point I wouldn't bother because of all the legal stuff and all the
right.
They start taking away some of your insurance and your monies and all that stuff.
You can start right. You could put together a joint will. You could have
and write out. You're into the pearly white gates, right out your lives together. You don't have to be married.
Do you see, Deborah, like, where do you, like, see anything around that? Where I meet them, like, at a church or dance or restaurant?
Yeah. Okay, we're going. I'm seeing it to be during the day, and I feel you've, like, run to the store, and it's going to be something, what do they call it? A meet cute, like in the movies, your bag is going to tear from the grocery store. He's going to come over to help you pick up your...
So basically, what she's going to tell you all this info, but you'll still never know it's coming because of how random it's going to be.
And because it's got serendipity.
So random, you're never... even though she's telling you it's coming, you're still going to hit you because you're never going to know it's coming.
No, but you're going to look at each other. And you're going to look at him and think, oh, my God, you're the one.
Mein Gott. All right. All right. I must move on. All right. Real quick. And I think this is going to be interesting based on this. Oracle card says someone new is coming.
Oh, my gosh.
An important new relationship is on the horizon. Open your mind and heart so that happiness can enter your life. That could be the man.
I think it's the man.
Or that could be a new
puppy.
Little pet.
And just
oh,
remember,
my God.
Just remember,
no, it's not going to be a pet because I ain't going to get one for a while. So.
Well, it didn't say coming.
No, but
that card said coming.
I think the pet is coming with the man.
Oh, well, I didn't hear it. This is the first time you said that.
Yeah, I think it's coming with the man.
And you know what? I'll tell you something else, and she knows it because she's been around the block. If you're gonna get a lab from a litter, you better not be working a lot. You better have some.
Oh, they're destructive.
Labs or, you know, she probably knows lab puppies are like, woo.
And they jump on people.
Woo, they're so happy and they got so much energy. They just, oof. You can't.
Oh,
like,
yeah. No, I have plenty of time to.
That's
I have
right.
plenty of time to be with the dog. So.
Well, that's cool. All right. Well, then
now
that's
I do. Now I do. Unless I get a guy in my life, then I don't know.
No, you've got to start thinking expectantly, and that's the word I was searching for, not whatever I use. Be expectant, like you're pregnant. This moment is coming.
Just know it's coming, but you can't try to like, I think today's the day. There's no way you're going to ever predict when it's going to happen.
No, it'll be the day you don't think it's
the
day.
Because it's totally random, like she said. It's not going to be like a certain event. It's going to be some kind of weird, chaotic, wow, I can't even believe I met a guy doing this.
Yeah.
And I'm sure after I meet him, I'll be thinking that, wow, I can't believe I met that guy.
Absolutely. That's what she was trying to put across, the point she was trying to put across.
I wish I could tell you over the years how many have gotten in touch with me to say, Deb, you were exactly right. It happened. And listen, I stay humble because I'm just the messenger. That's all. I don't what do you want to call it, get big head over there, but I'm just as happy every time.
She's not feeding her ego. She really doesn't have one for the cards.
No.
She's kind of the opposite.
Yeah.
She's been doing this her whole life, but she still doubts herself from time to time.
No, my cards show that a lot,
I mean, she's been doing this.
Well,
she's been doing cards for more years than she's been, like, a, you know.
Well, like, I can't be.
As a kid.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I started.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, like, I've told people I've done this more than, you know, like, my entire adult life, more than I was, like, a child. 18 years.
Yeah.
So that's amazing.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It is.
Really
it
is.
I can't wait, because I think that your life is really going to open up when you've got a new love.
I have felt for a long time that 23 is going to be my year. I don't know why or anything, but I kid you not, I've been just strong feelings about.
It's your intuition.
Well, and that's your gut talking, and that's at least your gut giving you a positive thing, and you got to roll with that. You have to go. If your gut says it's going to be a good year, you got to roll with it.
Right. There you go. I will.
At our age,
and I'll keep in touch.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you. Love you, Judy. Take care.
Thank you,
and I love you.
Absolutely. You know what? It's one thing if you're 18, you can't trust your gut. When you get up and you're 40s is when you can start trusting your gut. Even 30s, you really can't. When you get 40, 50, 60 years old, you kind of been around the block, and if your gut tells you something, it's probably right.
Yeah. Well, you have more of a focus on it, too.
Yeah. And it's like, yeah, you know, this is deja vu. Here we go. We're going to our last. I'm sorry, folks. It's got to be our last call.
Wasn't there one?
We got to draw the line.
Yes, we do.
But we're going to stay in the same state of Minnesota.
Well,
651.
Hello. And who are we speaking to?
Hi, it's Christiana.
Christiana. That's awesome.
We haven't heard from you in a bit, and good to hear from you
now. That's great. Thank you for holding forever.
Yeah, it's fine. Thanks for taking my call. My question is, it's a mediumship question. I know you don't do too many of those, do you?
I do them.
She tries. She'll give it a shot.
It depends if they want to communicate or not.
Yeah, she has no control over if they want to respond back.
Yeah.
So there's been a male spirit that hangs out by the left side, the head of my bed. And I tried to get him to cross over, and I'm wondering if he has crossed over or not.
Oh, good one. Have you seen him consistently? The spirit?
I don't see him. I hear him, and I feel him.
Okay.
Yeah, he's been quite consistent.
Now, so you got a feeling, but there's no visual. I have a question. Is it very often?
Yes.
Have you ever thought of setting up a camera while you sleep?
Yeah.
No, that might kind of scare me.
Even taking a picture.
Well, it's true. It could. No, you can't take a picture because you don't know what exact moment it is.
We got all those orbs and things. Yeah.
I was saying if you think it would frighten you, don't do it. But if you really want confirmation, I would set up a camera that runs the entire night.
Well, then
because
you gotta go
a lot of things show up on film that don't, for some reason, show up.
She said it would scare her.
If it scares her, then you never do it. That's all.
Yeah.
It's something to consider is all. That's all I'm throwing out there.
Okay.
But it sounds like right now you're not scared, right?
No.
All right. Well, let's see what Deb has to say.
No, when I went to the metaphysical college, we had to take a class in clearing like a home or a room. And I don't think he's gone, but I think you have to speak to him in a very like parental type of voice. Well, that's what
is that what your card says?
Yeah, that she needs to tell him.
Your card say that.
You need to go into the light for healing, you know, for but you've got to be firm about it. Because, yes, I think somebody is there kind of trapped between two, what do you call them, like dimensions?
Yeah. I did try to get him to cross over, but sometimes it takes more than once to tell them.
Well, I had a lady some time ago who had a problem. Her child was 10 years old, and he was not sleeping. He kept saying, there's people here. Somebody keeps coming, and it was scaring him. I spoke to a Wiccan, what are they called, a high priest?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
And she said to go out and get salt that was not where they haven't done anything to it. Raw,
unrefined, yeah. Raw rock salt. It's
and
rock salt.
Put
but
it around the perimeter, you know, around the edges of the room. And they won't cross that, like if it is, say, demonic or anything like that. And it went away. So that, she was right about that. So you might try that instead of, because Jim's concerned. He watches all these ghost shows.
Oh.
And he said if it's a demonic spirit, it might really want to
if you
funny
if
with
you. If
you
challenge, like, yeah. a lingering spirit that somehow is attached to
you. Do you think it is?
I'm sorry?
Do you think it is demonic?
She doesn't, do you?
Well,
I'll take care
of
that.
I have trouble believing in anything evil from, you know, that other world. But that same high priestess told me, because whenever I meditate, there is an amazingly handsome man with a nicely clipped beard, very dark, like he comes from Europe. And he stands there like, I'm doing this now, folding my arms, and he just glares at me. And she says, do not engage him. She said, that is somebody that you dissed in a previous lifetime. He was madly in love with me, I guess. And I told him I was not interested. And he is trying to come back into this lifetime to mess with me. So I would say, do the kind of salt thing. Maybe, you know, you have, don't you have some Wiccan in your background? Or what is it that you have studied?
I've studied a little bit of Wicca, and I'm interested in, like, the craft and stuff.
I believe since you have that kind of background, if you don't feel that it's evil, then you should trust that.
And she doesn't feel it's evil.
Right, she absolutely didn't feel it's evil. So I think right off the bat, you shouldn't feel that. I was kind of throwing that for other people that sometimes say, hey, there's something in my house. I'm going to challenge it. It's like, meh, you might not want to do that. But she knows. She already has the feeling, so it's okay.
It wants to be close to you. It really likes your energy.
I mean, it's obviously close to her bed, so it's close.
But it needs to go into the light, you know. Some people die so quickly they don't know they're trapped between.
My ass would be setting up a camera.
You would. And then what? And you see it, then what?
Because sometimes you can, depending on what you see, and you can see it. Sometimes they actually have form and sometimes they don't. Have you ever watched the show Paranormal Caught on Camera on the Travel Channel?
I've probably seen it, yeah. I've
into those. I recommend watching that a lot. There's a lot of people with the exact same scenario, and they'll set up cameras. And sometimes it's good, and sometimes it's not. But they have a feeling, and your feeling is that it's good, and I think you have to trust that. And... oh, actually, Archangel Michael says, yes, you are correct. You have listened to your inner guidance and made a wide choice. Keep moving forward. So basically, it looks like based on your gut feeling and your experience and
the cards. I don't
think it's
trying to do anything to her.
It's not trying to do any harm. It probably maybe has a lingering for you, an object, the lamb, and it's love.
Yeah.
And it probably is kind of doesn't know what to do. Right?
That's what I think.
Just doesn't know what to do. It's kind of an energy that's caught and it has nowhere, doesn't know where to go.
And if anybody else knows better, please message me.
Anybody else. Absolutely.
Yeah.
There are a lot of experts out there. And you should keep calling us back.
Yeah, I'd like to hear how this turns out for you, hon. If we don't hear from you, we hope you have a lovely holiday.
I sure do wish you'd put up a camera.
Happy holidays.
Yes, honey, too long.
You got to put up the camera.
I'd be scared, too. All right, hon, take care.
All right, take care, both of you.
All right, thank you so much. Well.
Yeah. We got to go, folks.
We got to end it. We got to go. Look at.
Yes, I also do email readings. I've got them stacked up. I have to.
Yeah.
I have to work.
And we did go past our normal extension.
Yeah, we did. You know.
But it's Saturday.
But with this being the holidays, too.
It is.
Yeah.
It's not Christmas Eve, so we have that little bit of a leeway.
Yeah.
So.
This show is over. Say goodbye. 7 p.m. Eastern. Join us. I'll see you all.
Word up on that, dog.
What does that mean?
If only you watched